So if you just got home, you haven't paid attention to the markets at all today, what'd you miss? Well, you missed a lot of rallies. So right now, here's what we've seen. The Dow Jones is up 200 points. You know, the Dow Jones is now up over 1,300 points in three trading days. Just an FYI. You got the S&P up 15. You got the NASDAQ up 74. You got cryptocurrency just going crazy behind the scenes, up almost $4,000 just today alone. And on the inflation front, when it comes to oil, what are we seeing on oil? It's down. So nothing but good news right now. What actually transpired? Well, this. The headlines are reading. Powell indicates Federal Reserve won't wait until inflation is down to 2% before they cut their rates. I want to show you an article or an interview with Federal Chairman Powell. This is what he has to say about, would he have done anything different? And then we're going to show you, based on the information we have today, what market reactions are on the front of real estate. So without further ado, let's get to the interview.
Insight, now knowing everything you now know, would you have done anything differently? Would you have had less quantitative easing? Would you have changed interest rates differently? What would you have done differently now knowing everything we now know?
You know, it's almost unfair. You know, hindsight's always 20/20, right? You know, we remember what we were doing in real time. We went from a really nice economy in December of 2019 to a global partial shutdown of the economy. And we were contemplating, there was no thought that vaccines were around the corner. The economy's closing down. We were looking at severe and perhaps prolonged downside risks. Literally people thinking and doing work on, are we going to have another depression? Is it going to be the 1930s? So governments around the world, and in particular the United States government, really went to work to provide a lot of support to the economy. We did everything we could, including many things that were right, you know, that we, red lines that we'd never crossed, we crossed them to support the economy and support the financial system. And it was all done because we were managing severe downside risks, which did not materialize. We did not have a depression. And part of that is because of what we did. Then the economy reopens, and demand is very, very strong. And we saw, basically, we saw a big burst of inflation everywhere, including in the United States. It was different in different places. But, you know, so that's what happened. And, you know, it's not, that's how I would answer that.
Okay, but so what you did, you're happy with what you did in hindsight, you would say?
In foresight. I think that the work that we did in 2020 in response to the pandemic will stand up very well in history. I think people will look at the things that we did, and essentially the financial system was grinding to a halt all around the world. We acted, we were the first central bank, and we were the most, you know, supportive. And, you know, I think that work will hold together when historians are looking back on it a long time. I think when you get to the inflation era, that becomes a different question. And, you know, people are going to be arguing about that for a long time.
So I can't fault them on it. I also, and I'll admit this, back in like 2000, 2001, I thought it was transitory. Here's what I thought. Everybody's cooped up and everything else. And then what happened was, you know, there was a bottleneck. Nobody was working. Manufacturing was out, everything else. So there was a bottleneck. People had money. And they just couldn't buy stuff because of the supply chain issues. So the stuff that we could buy, those prices went out the roof because that was the only products we had available. So that's basically what happened on the inflation front. And then it just took a ton of time to unwind all that. So I was even on that side of the equation at that point. So I was wrong at that time. But the nice thing is with a lot of this stuff, what they avoided was a huge housing crash that we've seen in a lot of the other times in history where we had a huge dip, especially an economic dip behind the equations. So now let's take a look over what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next upcoming meetings. So here what we do, and if you watch my channel every day or, you know, often, you'll see that I go into the CME Fed Watch tool. So what is this tool that we use? Well, it basically tells us what the Federal Reserve is going to do with the federal funds interest rate at their next meetings or meetings coming up. So what you're seeing on your screen right now is the probabilities of what they're going to do at the next meetings, basically for the next year. So right through here, what I need you to understand is the federal funds rate. That's what the Federal Reserve controls. And this isn't, you know, this isn't a rate that you pay. What the federal funds rate is basically interbank lending. Okay, but then it also has a trickle effect on where rates will be on short-term lending. And then all this has an effect on what the bond market's going to do and where that's going to take long-term interest rates, that you see on mortgages and things like that. But what you're seeing on the screen right now is this. The July meeting that's coming up on the 31st, there's a 93% probability they're not going to do anything because they're going to keep the rates right there. Okay, so now here's the big shock. Just today, this skyrocketed all the way up to 93%. What does this mean? What says it? At the September meeting, September 18th, the federal funds rate is expected to be 5 to 5.25. Well, currently it's 5.25 to 5.5. So that means the Federal Reserve would need to reduce the rate or bring it down by 0.25%. So that's basically what the markets are telling us at this time. And that's the rally effect that you're seeing throughout this. Now, mortgage rates are a little different story. I'm going to show you every day that we go into this, especially as you're looking to buy your first house, what the economic calendar is for that day, that week, and then what ramifications that has on mortgage rates. So check out my videos every day to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, what mortgage rates are available. And the biggest thing here is I don't want you to disqualify yourself on buying a home. You see a lot of videos of people telling you the markets are going to crash or the stock market's going to crash or this is going to do. Guys, make up your own minds. My goal here is to help educate and inform you guys everything that's going on in real estate and the facts behind it. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you navigate the environment if you're looking to buy your first house, maybe your second house, maybe an investment property, maybe even looking to refinance now that rates are down in the sixes when rates were just not, you know, 3-6 months ago, over 8%. So my name is Dan Frio. You can find me at the Rate Update right through here. This is our website. If you're out there and you're like, Dan, I'd love to see if I can qualify for a home, well, you can just click the Apply Now button right here. But the first thing I want you guys to do before you do anything, if you're looking to buy that first house, check and see if there's any grants available for you before you do anything. But if you're really, if you would prefer to call us or email me directly, well, you could do that as well. You're just going to scroll down to the bottom of my website right through here, and you're going to find that information right there. You can call us at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.